It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Every time I go, take a look at my damn whorehole.org, prolapsing once again, with cunt turds and frothy pussy stench. It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Poo in every hole. But the sexiest thing to see is the fistula in between my ass and my cunt hole. A fetus tore it first and then I had it stitched. But when the next thing died and pushed its way through my holes, it became connected again. Oh yes, Christ, this is shitty music. Can't keep up with it. They don't do this shit to me at oral.org, honey. It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Every time I go, my hole prolapses when I strain to poop, then turds slip out the front. My hole, it's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Soon I'll get a yeasty, and then I'll be able to bake you a big poop fruit cake. With my frothy, yeasty ass cunt juice. With my frothy, yeasty ass cunt juice. The smelly kind that makes you dry heat.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, December 3rd, 2007. Coming up on the program today, man fucks pig, pig fucks boy, man fucks boy, boy fucks cow, and so on and so forth. Plus, knifing a retard in the eye, and the Georgia Department of Motor Vehicles hates filthy Jews. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Have a great program for you today, and I'm really excited because we've got a new sponsor here on Distorted View, and what I love about that is the prospect of money. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I wish I could sell out. I'm like a whore that no one wants to fuck, basically. And so I think this is a step in the right direction, though, you know, running some advertisements. And I believe in this product 100%, as long as the check clears. So Distorted View is very proud to welcome its newest sponsor. Everyone go out and buy this product so I can continue to make fun of retards. All right, here we go. Face it. Your toddler is gifted. You know it, and it's only a matter of time before the world recognizes what a special, exceptionally smart, overwhelmingly good-looking human being you've pushed out of your miracle hole. Shouldn't your baby's feces smell just as special? Introducing Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink Colon Freshening System. Step 1. Scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Step 2. Use the Mommy My Shit Don't Stink pre-moistened towelette to wipe up any excess external blood. Step 3. Choose one of the bundled anal fragrance oils, Raspberry Delight, Mint Chocolate Peanut Butter, or Juniper Breeze, and dilute the solution with a cup of water, 2 cups of any brand of 10W30 motor oil, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. Smells good, huh? Step 4. Pour the mixture into the supplied flavor injector. Step 5. Insert the injector into the anus no more than 3 inches and press down on the plunger. Step 6. Choose any one of the 6 sizes of Mommy My Shit Don't Stink cork stoppers and press firmly into your baby's rectum. This prevents any anal leakage of the fragrance mixture. Step 7. Wait 15 minutes before proceeding. If foaming of the rectum occurs around the edges of the cork stopper, consult a physician immediately. Step 8. After 15 minutes, place child in bathtub and remove the cork stopper. Step 9. Press firmly on the child's abdomen repeatedly. This will help squeeze out fecal buildup in any leftover fragrance solution. Step 10. To help maintain fresh-smelling feces, don't forget to give your child Aromaturd chewable tablets during every meal. For maximum results, ingest 1 chewable tablet per 2 bites of food. That's it!
Did someone light some incense?
No, that's just my baby. He did a number 2.
Yeah, but it smells like juniper.
That's right. That's because my baby shit don't stink.
Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink, by the makers of Mommy, I Can Shit Diamonds, another fine product from Jagoo. There you go. Oh, I have to read this. Because of a class action lawsuit, the makers of Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink had to revise their instructions. I guess there was a small portion of users whose shit still stunk, right? So if your baby has poop that still stinks, continue to follow the directions, except there's a slight change to step one. That's where you scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Then insert the head of the brush into the anal cavity, and you should be able to hear a scraping sound over the wails of your child. That's the rectal brush chipping away at months or years of putrid-smelling fecal buildup. That's where the problem was coming in. You've got to shove that wire brush up your baby's asshole. Hi, Cornswald. I love that that's what the class action lawsuit was about. Not because it made babies' assholes bleed. That's what the towelette is for, right? All right. Hey, Frank, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, I've got some brand new anorexic bulimia post from the Anemia community blog over there at LiveJournal. And for those of you who are new listeners, we haven't done this segment in a while. One of my freaks found this community blog where there are just, I don't know if there's hundreds of girls, there's definitely dozens of girls who suffer eating disorders who post on a group blog. And every single post is hilarious. But a lot of them focus on, like, vomiting or weird period issues, and, you know, that's my bread and butter, basically. That's why you pay me the big bucks. And, you know, these girls are just sad, depressed human beings, and they're flipping out because they ate a Triscuit or something, or they worry about how many calories are in a stick of juicy fruit. You know, it's weird. So I've got some new posts here. Roll on the Floor Laura wrote in, "So tomorrow is my court date." There's always lots of drama in anorexic girls' lives. Love it. She apparently, it says here, "I got arrested stealing diet pills." Of course. Of course that's why you'd have to go to court. "It's funny, after each arrest I get less nervous and less nervous. Friday night I was so well. I'm a 16-year-old drug addict perfectionist 95-pound, quote, I'll probably never hit bottom junkie. I prayed that I would get locked up, away from my overachieving pill-popping scars on my inside elbow self. Wouldn't it be nice?" Stars in Bass or Bass wrote in, "I managed to put all my Mary-Kate Thinspiration on my phone. Now I can look at it whenever I feel the need to eat, wherever I am." Technology marches on. Tattooed Skinny writes in, "I hate life, but I hate being fat even more." There's a girl who's got her priorities straight. Anna73 wrote, "Anyone here haven't got their periods for years? I haven't got my period for 4 years. I'm now 23. Quit bragging. Almost There wrote in with a post, "Which works better, chewable laxatives or the pill form laxatives?" The debate rages on. Chrissy writes in, "I want to die. Water tomorrow, only water or nothing. Fuck, someone take my life." Skin Deep wrote a post, "Why would I be excited about a urinary tract infection?" Oh, please tell me, Skin Deep, why? Why would you be excited about a urinary tract infection? "Well, the medication for it says decreased appetite. Silver lining!" Soon there's going to be a nation of 80-pound girls just aching to get urinary tract infections to get on the medication. Jesse Wesley wrote in, "I threw up last night. I used to a lot. And my throat started to bleed. Should I worry?" No. That's perfectly normal, Jesse Wesley. You just keep on trucking. I've decided to give that. They're always asking, is this normal? Like, they write the weirdest shit. Like, "I started shitting organs out of my asshole. Like, lining of my liver came out in my shit. Is that normal?" I threw up last night and my throat started to bleed. Should I worry? I've decided to give that up, but my throat is still really sore. Brit wrote in all caps, "Please help me." Okay, so this is kind of gross. Perfect. What a perfect way to end the segment. "Sorry, but I don't know how to do the cut thing." Okay. "I didn't go number two for like 5 days. I'm interested. And I was eating a lot. Well, today I can't stop going and it really hurts." She's having the painful shits. Probably a type 6 or 7 on the Bristol stool chart, it sounds like. "I'm really sorry for this info, but I'm kind of scared because white stuff comes out too." She's shitting pus out or something. "I just became a vegan, so maybe that could have something to do with it." No, vegans don't shit white. What? You're a vegan, not a fucking bird. But I kind of doubt that because I was a vegan 2 years ago and nothing like this happened. Really sorry about this, but I just want some advice. Is this normal? No! You're shitting white ooze. That's not normal. Nothing about your shit is normal at all. So there you go. Just a few posts from the Anna Mia community. Now, here's the deal. I'll post a link to it on the show notes today because this thing is updated 24 hours a day and there's so many girls doing it. You could spend all day reading these posts. It's a fun time. It really is. It'll really make you feel better about your own life. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, Cheryl Murkowski sent me a link to a Alexis K. Tyler video that we haven't played before. I don't know if it's new or what, but we played Alexis K. Tyler last week. I thought maybe we might be ODing on Alexis, so I'm going to play just a few minutes today of it. But it's about a topic near and dear to all of our hearts, the elderly. When penis power meets the elderly. And in this clip, this is great, the mother brings along a question that someone wanted to ask. Oh my god, I'm talking like Alexis K. Tyler. Someone wanted to ask Alexis, and it's a letter from a guy who enjoys having sex with old people, and he wants to know if that's normal, I guess. Take a listen. And I should point out here before we get started that Alexis cannot keep her shit together.
Okay. Now, it's getting a little deep here.
This is the mother, the FUPA covering mother, who is just flustered throughout this whole video. She can't get through this.
There's this young man. He's 18 years old, but he liked 60 to 70 year old women because they talk to him and coach him and give him that motherly feeling that he don't get from his mother, and that makes him more comfortable with them to have sex with them. And he wants to stop. He wants to be involved in a regular relationship.
So you mean to tell me this boy, 18 years old, is actually performing oral sex and
everything in a sexual relationship with the older women, with the 60 to 70, well, and on up.
Are these like close friends he met him, or he going to the old folks' home?
He meet them in different places.
I guess it's a good thing the guy wasn't in studio. They're just laughing at him. And here is where Alexis tries to understand what the hell's going on.
I mean, were the women still dropping it like it's hot? Were they bending over doggy style? Or was he flipping them all kind of ways? Or were they putting their legs up in the air to the headboard? I mean, what type of sex acts was he allowed to do? How could he manipulate them at that age?
That's kind of a good question. I mean, what type of sex acts can you perform on old people? They can't bend.
He said he know how to get what he need to get from them and get them to the position that he needed to be.
So, I mean, was somebody, were they half crippled? Were they in wheelchair? Were they bedridden?
No, this ain't bringing nobody alive like that, with like the old men in the wheelchairs that you was talking about.
No, man, that penis power, man, they got the right penis to go up in them old women's vagina. It'll help them, you know, get them cricks out their bones, and it'll be like a form of Geritol and actually rejuvenate that vagina.
He said he's actually experienced with a young girl before, but
healing power of the penis.
It did not satisfy him. He'd go back to the older women.
But that's what I'm saying. Were the older women, could they move around? Were they flexible? Or did he have to go get them, get in the bed with them, and then manipulate their bodies? Or were they
sometimes he had to jump up? You know, like rub their legs and stuff like that.
No, you don't have to move and manipulate the old ladies around. That's what you let the Craftmatic adjustable bed do.
You know,
kind of massage they lay to get them to where they can move, get the circulation up.
Circulation.
But what he said, boy, when he get that circulation up, he's massaging them leg, they just pop up.
Yeah,
and
he had heel in hand.
So he put lay heel in hand and then anoint their vagina with his heel and holy penis.
Yeah.
And then that helped the women snap back up. So, you know, they 60 and 70, they can kind of, you know, put a little wiggle in there and do the snake a little bit. Is that what that man's saying?
One thing I can tell you is Clarence Carter got a tape, and on one of it's called Stroking.
The hell is the mother talking about? All right, we're going to end it right there because we've got to get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. This is the portion of the show where I talk about the Distorted View Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's the DV member site. You get full access to the archives, exclusive shows, extended shows, video casts, and so much more. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. We just did an exclusive show this past weekend. If you want to hear it, sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. couple people have emailed me saying they want to give the gift of a Sideshow membership this Christmas. All you have to do is email me, show@distortedview.com, and give me the email address of the person you want to sign up. And then I will send you a link in the email that you can click on and go to PayPal and PayPal me $50. Don't do it through the Super Freak Sideshow website because that's only for signing yourself up. So if you want more information, email me show@distortedview.com and you can send the gift of a $50 yearly membership to someone. Someone you love or someone you hate. I really don't care. Just give me the money. All right, I got a couple stories to blow through here and I apologize. I have a sore throat, so, you know. I probably sound like shit. First story we have for you today comes from Pennsylvania. A Fayette County man is charged with forcing a boy to have sex with him multiple times over the course of 6 years when both were juveniles. According to the criminal complaint, Gordon Charles Anderson Jr., 24, of George Township, performed sex acts with the boy and then with various farm animals on his property. Son of a bitch, couldn't get enough, could you? What, boy pussy isn't enough for you? Could you imagine if you were the boy that this guy raped? I would feel like shit walking in on him fucking a cow. What's wrong with raping my ass, jerk? According to the criminal complaint, Anderson had sex with the victim on four occasions, beginning in the summer of 1998. According to the complaint, in the summer of 99, Anderson had sex with the victim and then had sex with a pig before telling the boy to have sex with the pig too. Sloppy seconds. 2 weeks later, the complaint said Anderson had sex with a cow and then the boy. I hope he washed off his cock first. That's disgusting. He later told the boy to have sex with the cow. In the summer of 2000, the complaint said Anderson had sex with the boy and made him dress in his mother's clothing. Guy's a freak. The victim has not been identified because he was a juvenile at the time of the first alleged incident. Anderson is charged with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse and aggravated indecent assault. A judge continued Anderson's preliminary hearing Friday morning because the victim failed to testify. The next hearing is scheduled for December 13th. Holy shit, my voice sucks. Let me just gargle here. Cow semen. It's that hot salt that gets down in your throat that helps. Second story we have for you today, a Lauderhill woman was charged Saturday with attempted first-degree murder, accused of partially blinding her autistic nephew with a military-style knife as the boy's grandmother looked on, then leaving him to bleed overnight.
He's still got one good eye, doesn't he? Should be able to find his way to the bathroom. Get some bandages and gauze.
The boy's aunt, Lisa Babington, 40, was in stable condition Saturday at Broward General Medical Center after undergoing surgery for a self-inflicted eye injury. What did she blind herself to? She has a pirate fetish. Detectives said they would interview Babington about her alleged role in the horrific incident once she awoke from sedation. Initially thought to be mute, Edward Allen... He sure as hell screamed a lot when she was stabbed in the eye, didn't he? Initially thought to be mute, Edward Alexander Clark Babington, 14, awoke Saturday to say his aunt attacked him, said Lieutenant Rick Rocco, a spokesperson for the Lauderhill Police Department. The boy was blinded in one eye and remained in stable condition Saturday afternoon as specialists tried to salvage the sight in his other eye, at a secure hospital facility in Miami. What? The story took place in Florida?
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I should have known. It was not clear whether the boy would lose vision in his second eye. Police said they had not determined what, if any, charges they would file against the boy's grandmother, Stella Babington, who said her daughter told her not to call 911 when the attack began and that she didn't want to get her daughter in trouble. Stupid old person. Quote, "This is ghastly. I've never seen anything like it," said Rocco, who has worked in law enforcement for 23 years. "This is off the scale in terms of how someone could do something like this to anybody, let alone a juvenile." Well, a retarded juvenile. Autism is a form of retardation, right? It is to me. The attack began between 10 and 11 p.m. Thursday when Lisa Babington found her nephew asleep in a bedroom at the home they share with the boy's grandmother. Stella Babington told police she saw her daughter plunge a... 7-inch knife into the boy's eyes as she uttered biblical verses and invoked the devil. The boy was left to bleed in bed overnight. At some point, this is a lot like Carrie's mother. They're all gonna laugh at you! At some point, Lisa Babington pierced her own eye and staunched the blood with a towel before driving Friday morning to see her boyfriend. I wonder what he had to say about the bloody socket that used to house her eye. Probably went something like, I think we should see other people.
But I did this all for you!
What? I didn't tell you to cut your eye out.
Yes, but isn't this romantic? I made it into a necklace, and I want you to wear it. That way I'll always have my eye on you. I also knifed out my nephew's eye.
Why the hell did you do that?
I just don't like the way he looks at me. Well, looked at me. I don't like the way he looked at me. Past tense.
Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A central Georgia driver's discovery that his license plate contained an anti-Semitic message has prompted the state to stop issuing personalized or hobby plates that suggest the word hate. Frank Gumina told the Telegraph newspaper he was surprised when his auto mechanic asked him if he were a Jew hater. The mechanic pointed to the license plate on Gumina's 1974 Volkswagen. It read H-A-8 space J-W-Z, or Hate Jews. Gumina said he had to stare at it a while before he understood. Someone never saw the game show Bumper Stumpers. I guess I don't pay attention to the letters and stuff, he said. Gumina called the Bibb County license tag office and called his preacher. What? His preacher, why get them involved? It's a fucking license plate. Just change it, for Christ's sakes. His preacher called Rabbi Larry Schlesinger, who serves at Temple Beth Israel and is a city councilman-elect. Schlesinger called the Anti-Defamation League in Atlanta, and the Anti-Defamation League called state officials. The upshot? No more license plates that start with the letters H-A followed by the number 8 or just H-8. Gumina did not request his hate plate. He asked for a hobby automobile plate for his older car. Such plates all start with H-A and will continue to do so. The rest was random numbers and letters that spelled out something unintended, said Department of Revenue spokesperson Charles Willey. Damn it, the Jews win again. I wonder if I could get a vanity license plate that just spells GT space U space JWZ. Get you, Jews. I don't know how, I don't know when. You better just watch out. If that license plate isn't available, I'll just go with HTLR space RMY. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickos. All right. I'm checking in with Duran Duran.
What up, Timmy? Yeah, the Bambi syndrome, it is fucking real.
Yes.
I don't get it too much anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm glad to see that this has affected other people as well. I really thought I was the only one until, you know, Joey confirmed it.
Yeah, I don't get sick that much anymore, but
sick.
It's okay. But I have this other thing since we're on, like, you know, sex thing. I don't know.
Pus coming out of the tip of your penis.
Man, it's weird, but every time I get a blowjob, after I bust in her mouth, man, I laugh uncontrollably. And it's happened like 140,000 times, I swear to God. Anytime a bitch sucks my dick, I laugh. I don't know. And then I get all like quivery, like a homo, and just shaky, like, and you know, it's fucking strange. I'm just wondering if anybody else out there has the same problem as me.
All right, if anyone suffers this laughing issue that this poor son of a bitch is suffering from, email me or voicemail in.
Hey Tim, what's up? It's the Window Licker here.
Hey Window Licker,
I'm stoned out of my fucking mind with my brother's half brother, and we're just fucking chill right now.
Yeah. You should masturbate with a blowtorch.
Yeah. You and retarded people smoke weed too. Hell yeah.
You're not retarded.
I just wanted to say, no. I just inherited $500 from getting my GED, and I am going to purchase the thing from you. So.
All right. Sounds very good. A new sideshow member.
Hey, Tim. Michael Carino from Akron, Ohio.
Michael.
I was listening to your show Friday, and you had the story about the guy who got $100 stolen from him by the 300-pound whore. Now,
right.
I'm not exactly sure why he's complaining about that, because if you do the math on it, I think it comes down to a little bit more or a little bit less than 34 cents a pound.
That's true.
And you can't even get chicken for that. And for that matter, chicken's not going to ride a bicycle for you either.
What an economical way to look at that.
Please.
support the United Negro College Fund.
Very good. Sure. Everyone
hey,
should support
Tim,
it.
This is Yeti Filcher. I was just calling about the shotgun versus pistol comment you made the other day. I know you probably don't give a fuck, but actually the shotgun is a much, much, much better weapon to use around
well,
the house.
Well, I stand corrected.
It's an area weapon. You don't have the over-penetration problems you do with your handgun and rifle bullets. plus the handgun is
He said penetration. All right, so shotgun wins, I guess.
Living room, bedroom.
Wow, haven't heard this in a while.
You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market, Montgomery. It's just like
Mal.
Oh, yeah. Come shop with us.
I love that.
Hey, Tim, it's one of your many underage listeners here. I remember there was a long time ago, there was this great, fantastic Tuesday story you played about a kid who went down at the bottom of a pool and like the pool pump pulled out his innards or something.
Yeah.
Can you play that again?
Yeah, we found out that was actually a... some famous author wrote that, right? I can't remember who.
Tim, I'm going to be
Not
honest.
Chuck Palahniuk, right?
I haven't listened to your fucking show in 2 days, but it's awesome. I fucking love you. We're having a party. The lights are fucking out. I'm getting my trumpet massage as we fucking speak. We're called We Energies right now.
Drunk or stoned.
And Wisconsin fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So you better play this in your goddamn show. Otherwise, I will be pissed. I'll never listen to your show again. The four people I have turned on to your show, I will fucking kill them.
All right. Well, I played your message. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to say I love the show. All right. See ya.
Thank you very much. That was a nice comment.
Tim, Josh, Virginia again. The whole internet found the whole two chicks in a cup amazing, but you didn't ever see the video of the chick guzzling the 88 Duke semen out of a blender. I'd like to see that before I see him eating too.
Of course.
Hello, Timothy James Simpson. This is the Tard Killer. It's raining in Scottsdale, and the only thing that makes me happy is listening to this.
Diabetes. Listen to the song Amadeus. That's wonderful. I need to find that.
Hey, Tim, I gotta tell you something. This is a voicemail I left a while back, so actually it's a Best of Distorted View voicemail.
Someone already did that joke.
I thought I'd let you know that there's this new soda in my area called Coke Blast. I live down right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So it's this green Coke, and it tastes pretty good, but it says pure cane sugar, everything on the side. Also, I thought I'd let you know, right now I'm taking a dump, and there's crap splashing up all over my ass and everything. God, it's
Thank you.
So gross.
Well, then that must be a very liquidy type 7 on the Bristol stool chart. I've never heard of Coke Blast before. I'm calling shenanigans on you, sir. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in Oh God, I'm banging half-crippled women. I've got the right penis to go up in those old women to help get the cricks out. My penis is like Geritol. Hey, vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's a brand new month, which means all the votes have been reset. Really need your help to get us into the top 10 this month. There's a link on the show notes, podcastalley.com. It just takes a minute. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. I can wait for medication, getting myself in the
and his dick got hard.
Your dick get hard.
Dick got hard.
Dick get hard.
Dick got hard.
When you fucking somebody and your dick get hard.